Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland on your Wednesday morning on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to Soul Seeker Lifestyle and Leisure Store. Skateboards, scooters, clothing, apparel, and more for the young and young at heart.
Tim, unfortunately today we are bringing back the world's worst radio segment.
Jessica, I believe contractually you are now obligated to say Australia's greatest ever radio game, because the reason we are bringing back Clickbait, it is Australia's greatest ever radio game, because it has been sponsored, and I'm very excited after 7:30 to let you know who the sponsor is, what we're going to be playing for, and how long this game will be around. Hint, forever. Forever.
Hint, I will make it off the radio as soon as I possibly can, CQ. I'm so sorry.
It's like when countries first installed governments and they were like, oh, you know, this is a bit iffy, but it's going really well. We still want to get rid of it, though. Even though it's going well, we want to get rid of it. Why are you refusing acceptance of change in the radio landscape?
When countries first introduced government.
Yeah, back in the
zeros. That's a relatable.
Back in the zeros.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, when something's good, don't ignore it. It's like the sun. Yeah. Keeps us all alive, also gets us sunburned. There's danger, baby.
Well, Tim, before all of that, we've got plenty of other show to go. Actual good radio.
I will slap your face.
Before 6:30, you're going to tell us the best way to start your day.
I know. You should all be excited, especially you, Jess, because I know that this is going to absolutely make you want to come to work even earlier than you already do.
You're not going to be here?
You might want to get to work so early that you might even beat me into work, which is just two gold medals in one morning. How good's that? But Jess, coming up next, are you aware of Zayn Malik, or stylized Zayn?
Yeah, I know Zayn. I know of him.
Former One Directioner. He is obviously not releasing any music at the moment, but he's been keeping busy doing something that I would like to share with you. He's been writing poems, and I would like to share with you the poems of Zayn, or as he calls them, Zoems.
Oh, Jesus.
You're welcome.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Zayn Malik, a former One Direction member, could almost call him a bad boy.
I feel like you don't need to even say One Direction anymore. Like, he's such an entity of his own.
Yeah.
You don't need to associate him with those others.
He's the most successful one, I'd say, out of the five, the current five. And he's not releasing music at the moment, but keeping himself busy as someone who is a good business person would do.
Right.
So Zayn has been releasing his own poems. But they're not called poems because he's a weird arty guy.
Sure.
It's called a morning zoem. Poem, Jesus. But with Z for Zayn.
Is he selling these? Is this like a...
No,
like,
he's just putting it on his Instagram,
so
man.
So what kind of business is this?
A bad one. He's not asking for any profits. But if you wouldn't mind, I would like to share with you some snippets from one of his most popular poems. His zoems.
Sure. Hit me with them, mate.
All right.
Are they a little bit romantic? Because, like, we are getting close to Valentine's Day.
It is. Interpret as you will.
Okay.
All right. So I'll read it a little line by line. Like a shameless flower cries at every wedding. You don't have feelings. You just have petals.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. There's no meaning. It's just aesthetics. Then to ask me, I'd say pathetic.
I mean, at least it's rhyming, hey?
Is the only one that fits and wins inside a world of acronyms.
Is this how he reads it out at, like, the poetry conventions, or?
Twisted shapes of acrobats inside a mesh of flesh and bone. It's an underlying desperate tone to the world of the real authentic. The iPhone likes preventing.
How is someone that dates a Hadid this upset with life?
Can I finish?
Please, go on.
I think we like pretending as if our fun is never ending. No one speaks, just message sending. It's a silent planet. Wait, it's pending. You're welcome.
I mean, my absolute word. What do I even say to that?
How do I get a book deal right now? It's Tim and Jess. on Hit Seeker.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, we are getting close to Valentine's Day and I'm feeling a little bit romantic and very alone, you know? It's just that
two
time
things
of year.
That go hand in hand.
I love love. I love love stories. I love hearing about other people's love. I just don't often get to experience it myself.
That's fine. It's like watching TV. It's better on the telly.
I'll tell your girlfriend you said that.
That sounded worse than what I wanted it to.
I want to tell you a story about a couple named George Coffin and Irene Lanning.
Sure.
Now, they're both 89 and they fell for each other when they were just teenagers and they lived less than 200 metres apart.
Okay, on the same street.
Yeah. So, like any good love story, they were 14 when they fell in love.
Yeah.
But eventually drifted apart. George got married. And so did Irene to different people.
Yeah. Happens.
Years later, it was at the funeral of a mutual friend.
No.
The former couple reunited and they wasted no time at all, right?
Were they still in relationships?
No. So both of them had lost their partners at this point.
Oh.
Both 89.
Okay.
So they go to a funeral of a mutual friend, grab a cup of tea after. Next minute, George is proposing to Irene.
All right, Georgie. Like, calm down, boy.
One cup of tea and a proposal. I mean, where is that happening in my life right now?
It's a lot harder than that.
He said, I asked her to marry me very quickly, but at our age, you can't afford to hang around.
That is a great point. George has no time to muck around.
So they're super thrilled. They plan to marry sometime this year. Both their families are very excited as well that finally, after 75 years, they are finally going to have their happily ever after.
Yep. It's good because then, you know, join the pensions together. Absolutely. Save some bucks. Get some sex, you know.
Oh, Tim.
Mate, that's what old people do.
They're 89.
They're having lots of sex.
Okay.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
We have been waiting. Last Friday, I introduced to the world Australia's greatest ever radio game. It is Clickbait. And the game is both of us will click for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Someone calls up on 13, 12, 16, guesses which one was Jess. If they do that, they win a prize.
And this is a game that never should have made it to our radio.
Sure.
I gave you the chance to pitch it. Unfortunately, it got backing. We played it on Friday. And now, apparently, we have a show sponsor.
That's right, we have a show sponsor. This is paid for the next 4 weeks. Someone has paid the station money to play this game.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
And I'm very excited. I've made like an opener for the person that sponsored this game because we are playing right now Clickbait.
Australia's greatest radio game. Clickbait.
Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
That's right, Focus Sports and Remedial Massage in Moranbah of all places.
Literally the most dramatic opener for the worst game in Australian radio.
And Jess, I'm very excited that Focus Sports and Remedial Massage in Moranbah has given us a prize every single week to play for. Last week I had to put up my own money. I had to put up $20. I'm very excited to announce the prize every week. And if no one gets it, this just keeps building. So at least today, the prize you could win by playing Clickbait is
50 current Australian dollars.
That's more than last week. Can we afford it?
Yes, we can. We can afford it. And so what we need you to do right now is call 13, 12, 16. We've already got people calling because people want to play Clickbait. All you have to do is guess out of the two people clicking, which one is Jess?
I mean, this is the end of my radio career.
No, this is just the beginning.
This is the video that will...
13, 12, 16. Do you want to play Clickbait? It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
We literally haven't got enough lines for these calls.
Typical. Jess, we are right smack bang in the middle of actually, I need you because you are legally and contractually obligated to say this now because I have paid for this.
How did it come to this?
Say it.
We're about to play Australia's greatest radio game, Clickbait, thanks to Focus Sport and Remedial Massage.
In Moranbah, the most northern place that we could absolutely reach. I'm so excited to play.
Australia's greatest radio game. Clickbait.
Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
That's right. I made that up. Just And today, because they have sponsored it, they are putting up cash every single week, and you will be playing for
50 current Australian dollars.
That's more than last week. Can we afford it?
Yes, we can.
I mean, unbelievably, we were inundated with calls.
Yes. I've never seen the phones light up. It kind of looked like a starry night, all these flashing lights in the air. But, Jess, who have we got playing today?
We've got Kylie from Rockhampton.
Kylie from Rockhampton. Kylie, both of us are going to click. You have to guess which one is Jess out of the two. We're going to click for 5 seconds, and if you do, thanks to Focus Sport and Reading Massage, you could be winning $50 cash. Here we go. Here is click number one. That was click number one. Here is click number two. All right. Now, Kylie, here's where it gets interesting. For your chance to win $50, thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage in Moranbah, talk us through where your brain's at in Who's Who and which one is Jess.
I'm going to say the first one was Jess.
You're going to say the first one was Jess. Why do you think the first one was Jess?
No, it's just a guess. I have no idea.
Just a guess? So
a lot of thought has gone into this game.
So, Kylie, give us something. Is there anything that stands out that would make number one Jess?
Oh, it just sounded a bit more feminine.
Bit more feminine. Bit more feminine. Well, Kylie, I regret to tell you that the first person clicking was in fact I, so you do not win clickbait thanks to Focus Sport and Remedial Massage, but we do really appreciate you playing.
No worries.
Kylie, I'm sorry, Tim did instruct me to click really masculinely. So I got into the aggressive clicks.
Wow, wow. Thank you so much, Kylie.
Tim, unfortunately, this means
it's a jackpot, bitch! And it's a jackpot! Woo! Oh, guess what? It's coming back every single Wednesday, and it's jackpotted to 100 current Australian dollars!
I'm so sorry.
We can definitely afford that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It is early in the morning, 6:23 pretty much, and people are either already at work, haven't got up for work yet, or getting ready at the moment, starting to have their breakfast.
Sure.
So breakfast is different for a lot of people. Me, for example, I don't have breakfast. I haven't had breakfast since I was 18.
Oh, you had a smoothie this morning. Yeah, that counts.
Smoothie is something I've started having in the last 2 months. And before that,
nothing.
Zero. Nothing.
Oh, sometimes you'd walk in with like a
caramel,
a nice
koala and a can of
That's a healthy breakfast.
Well, turns out one half of that isn't the worst idea.
Energy drinks. Great for everyone.
Doctor in America at a university in Syracuse said chocolate might be a great way to start your day.
Amazing.
Asterix.
Oh,
so
I don't like the
it's
asterix.
The chocolate that most people don't like. Dark chocolate.
I love
which
dark chocolate.
Which to me, if you wanted to I could sell dirt for a living as well and make millions, but these companies are getting away with it. Dark chocolate is disgusting, but they're saying
are you joking?
The dark chocolate, mate, it doesn't taste like chocolate. The milk's the best part of the chocolate.
Right. Okay.
Hands down.
You're wrong, but okay.
Oh, sorry, extensive palate, Jess. Need your caviar and your dark chocolate. But they're saying the dark chocolate, the benefits of it, and it's something to for you to look forward to every single morning going, but I get my little square, my tiny, it's obviously not a massive thing. You don't get a block.
Well, what kind of animal buys a family block of chocolate and eats one square every morning?
Well, no, it's not a square, but like say you could probably have three or four little squaresies, which
right.
is a significant amount. A row. A half of a row, a third of a row. And they're saying that it's benefits because it makes you look forward to waking up in the morning, mm-hmm. makes you look forward to starting your diet. They're saying obviously still eating your healthy breakfast that you're already, but adding these little bit of dark chocolate to it can have heaps of benefits.
So what if I have like a Chocky Bicky in the morning?
No, we have talked about this. What were those things you brought in late last year to the studio?
The breakfast biscuits.
Yes, just because they have the word breakfast in it doesn't mean it's good for you.
Clearly, this study says otherwise, and I'm going to continue
chocolate.
Eating the chocolate biscuits.
Mate, again.
Breakfast biscuit. So many whole grains.
I've got 17 chocolate milkshakes ready to go for you for the next few weeks if you're keen to do that.
Yes.
Yes. Also, going to get you a doctor's appointment for the diabetes. News up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Grade cricket is a professional league of cricket that is you have to pay to use the ground you're playing at, And if you're good at that, you can go on and play for like Queensland.
I used to date a guy who did grade cricket. It's just as boring as all the other cricket.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't want to focus on how boring cricket is because we can't focus on that because it doesn't exist. But in Sydney, they were playing at an oval, a grade game over the weekend. And obviously, cricket ball, very hard leather. Would hurt if it hit you.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want that piffed at your face.
This lady didn't care. She wanted to get her morning exercise done. So she jumped onto the field about 5 metres in from the fence on the playing field.
Well, I thought they were just having a practice match
and started
in all their whites.
Doing some sit-ups and just doing her stretches and doing some light jogs. And the umpires went over after the players were like, who dis? And
she's like, not on our team.
They went over and they're like, "Oh, sorry, ma'am. We're actually playing like great cricket here. Can you just please get off the thing?" And then in her head, ding, 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 let's go.
Wow.
She starts swearing, going, "I pay my rates. Why can't I use this local oval? I'm sick of the bloody cricket. I haven't been able to exercise for the last 7 weeks in a row. Blah blah blah." So the umpires couldn't get a handle of her. She starts going off. She leaves. And then comes back on and walks to the middle of the oval where the game is happening. And obviously they want to get her off because if she gets hit with this cricket ball, could seriously hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
So the president of the cricket club goes out and he's like, excuse me.
Wow, they called in the big guns.
Yeah, they're like, excuse me, what are you doing? And she's like, she's screaming things. She's like, I live in that unit. I hear it every Saturday. Why can't I walk or do my exercise? And they're saying, well, obviously, this is we've paid to play all this oval
you
right
can.
Now.
Just wait a few hours.
Just wait 7 days until the game is finished. And you can stretch. And you're like, there's grass on the other side of the fence of the oval. You can do your exercise there. And she starts screaming, I pay my rates. How is it different to you paying for this oval, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then eventually she was walked off the ground. Nothing physical came of it. Mm-hmm. She's still sort of having a go at some of the people
mouthing
in the crowd,
off.
Mouthing off. And this is my favorite thing of the whole story. So she's realized that she's lost. She's not going to win this. And she turns to the crowd. To the players. Turns to everyone involved and says, oh, yeah? Well, I hope you all get sunburnt. Storms off into the distance.
Oh, sick burn.
If that's not a mother burn, I don't know what is. Because this was massive in the news overnight.
I'll leave, but I'll take your sunscreen with me.
Have fun with your pink skin. Can't play next week.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yes, I made a realisation Monday afternoon when I came into the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Had to come in to finish some extra work, so I was already out and about across central Queensland just having a bit of a drive. And I need driving glasses because of my terrible vision.
Yes.
So I had my glasses on. I got a call. I was like, hey, can you just come back into the office, get something done quick, you can go home. I was like, sure, no worries. How dare you?
I like how they called you and not me. Like, yeah. I was definitely napping.
Well, yeah, it was definitely my fault, the thing that I had to come back for. It had nothing to do with you. So I came back and wasn't really thinking. I pulled into the car park and I still had my glasses on, just came inside. And I had to do something that needed like time to load like on the computer. So I had about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to sort of kill time here at the radio station. And I was like, oh, I haven't cleaned my protein cup that I drink out of every day.
This thing.
So you know how inside a protein cup, a lot of them have these steel springs, like the little spring shakers so that you can like mix in with your powder. Because I have like this yellow stuff that kind of looks like urine and shake it around.
It really does.
Every single morning. And I wash this cup every single day. Wash it every single day, Jess. What I haven't been washing is the spring.
Tim, this is...
I've been wetting the spring, haven't been washing the spring.
Well, that's almost worse.
So, exactly.
You're just giving...
Moisture.
For it to
adding
grow.
Moisture. And so I was just giving it a bit clean and I picked up the spring. And with my glasses, I was able to see that the spring was covered in mold. Covered, not like the spring looked green. Like that's how bad my vision is that I haven't been seeing the color of the spring.
I think maybe you've just been ignoring it.
And I have had in the last 2 weeks, as you know, I've been feeling very strange in my stomach. Normally I don't get any stomach sickness and I've been feeling a bit gronk.
It's because you've been straight up drinking mold.
So I give it a clean. And it's funny because the other week I was looking at my drink and because it's yellow powder. So there's only yellow in the cup.
Oh, God.
And I was looking around. I'm like, what's all that stuff floating in? And I was just like, oh, it must just be like clumps of the protein powder.
This is getting worse.
Turns out I've been drinking mold for potentially months.
You have had that cup for over a year.
I've had this. I stole this from my old housemate in Sydney 3 years ago.
So potentially it could have been there for 3 years.
It could have been. So on 13, 12, 16, I would like to know, what have you accidentally swallowed? because turns out I could have 100%, I could have like a kilo of mold inside my stomach.
Didn't they make penicillin out of mold? Isn't that the...
I have no idea.
I didn't do well in science.
Don't tell the scientists because they're going to harvest me because I've got that much mold inside my stomach. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Let us know. Are you swallowing mold? 13, 12, 16, what did you accidentally swallow? Happens to the best of us. The other day, I didn't really swallow it, but I put my toothpaste on my razor blade for my shaving face.
What?
And then I went to put it in my mouth and I was like, well, that's a razor blade. Like for my face shaver.
Yeah, but how does that you...
It's next to my toothbrush.
How are you surviving as an adult? Like, you should have died so many times by now.
Well, look, if you want any mold, I know where you can get some. So 13, 12, 16, what did you accidentally swallow? And on 13, 12, 16, have been asking, what did you accidentally swallow? Because I found out after coming into the office the other day with my glasses on, which I don't normally wear inside, I went to clean my protein shaker. It has a spring inside, a steel spring.
I honestly can't believe you're still using it.
I've cleaned it. It turns out it was covered in mold. Like, the spring was green on the inside.
I would have 100% thrown it in the bin.
Because of my vision, I just didn't see it. I was at the shops yesterday, and I saw, like, another one where I could have bought a new one. I was like, but I got this one. Yeah, it's covered in mold, but I've still got this. And it turns
Think
out...
about your health,
yes,
friend.
Turns out that I could have been drinking from this moldy spring... For months, potentially years, because it's the first time I've properly looked at it when I had my glasses on.
Jesus.
And we have had Sarah from Rocket call through on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, what'd you accidentally swallow?
So I was getting back into the gym, you know, New Year, and I grabbed a water bottle, like it was like one of those metal ones.
Oh, yeah. Tim's got one of those metal water bottles at the moment.
Yeah, they're great. It makes a sound like ding when you hit it. It's
yeah,
great.
I really like them, but I've just, like, grabbed it out of the cupboard, and I was on my way to meet a girlfriend for one of the classes at the gym, and I've just, like, filled this water bottle up with water, obviously, and got into the gym halfway through my class. I was having a drink, and I swallowed a spider.
Nice.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I cannot explain to you guys the carry-on that I did in the middle of the class.
I do not blame you.
I realized I swallowed a spider. Yeah.
Normally when you drink water, you don't get that crunchy aspect to it. So,
how did you realize it was a spider? Like, was it a spit-out situation, or did you just assume?
One leg came back
out.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, it was like in my mouth, and I was like, oh, that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, no.
And spat it out into my... Yeah, hand, and it was, so technically didn't swallow it, but there was spider in my mouth.
This is why you don't go to the gym. This is the very reason.
This is why you bring the towels. They always say bring the towels so you can spit your spiders back into them. So we appreciate your call, Sarah. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Guess who's now going to go home and check all of her water bottles for mold and spiders?
Would you like to have a drink out of my cup?
Absolutely not. Throw it away.
Maybe. Mate.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I want to talk about a friend of mine, one of my closest mates. I cannot
stress
enough, do not name
Stacey.
Her name.
Patricia. I don't know.
Not friends with any of those people. but she's doing something a little bit risky at the moment. So she works at a job. I have to be really non-specific here because I could get her into a lot of trouble.
Nah.
And she started... hanging out with one of the guys from work.
Nice.
Right?
That's how you meet people.
Yes. Things escalated and they decided to start seeing each other in a very adult way.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah. Crosswords.
Yes.
Every single night.
They decided to keep things quiet around the workplace so as to not, you know, start rumours around the office.
Sure. Rumours are the worst when they're true as well.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And she just didn't want people finding out and thinking, you know, anything of her.
Well, I think that she shouldn't think like that.
Well, over the weekend, the workplace all went out for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy from the workplace ended up going home with my mate.
Oh, so now she's double dipping.
Two of them same workplace.
Brave.
Now, they all know the same people. They've all interdated as well. And now she's ended up with two guys from the same workplace.
It's like your high school friendship circle. And it's have I kissed Ben? Maybe I have kissed Ben. I'm not sure. I don't care, but oh no.
And look, one part of me, super proud of her. Just living her best life, going and getting what she wants. Happy for her to do that.
Greedy.
Yeah, very greedy. In fact, I'm living directly through her at this
share
point.
Share the load, champion.
But on the other hand, very risky behaviour for her job.
All right, well, what are we asking then?
13, 12, 16, Workplace relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Has this ever worked out for you?
Has it ever worked out?
I feel like leading up to Valentine's Day, I want to hear some beautiful love stories. And
or some tragic ones.
Or if it went terribly wrong, tell us as well.
Your mate, she's double dipping at the moment. There's no way that's going to come out good. She's not going to marry both of them.
Well, she might marry one of them, but they can't find out about each other.
But even if she starts the relationship that way, she's going to be like, oh, you know when we were seeing each other?
Yeah.
I was also seeing Professor
X. This is the risky behavior. I'm very scared. 13, 12, 16, workplace relationships. Has it ever worked out for you?
Yep.
13, 12, 16, we've been asking workplace relationships, has it ever worked for you? Because one of my closest friends has been invested in a little risky business at work.
She's double dipping. She's seeing two people at the same time, and I think that is the stupidest idea ever.
I mean, she didn't mean to. It was a total accident.
Oh, I don't mean to eat a whole box of Cheezels, but here we are.
And so on 13, 12, 16, we've got Zoe from Comet. Zoe, workplace relationship, has it worked for you?
Yes, it has.
Oh, tell us.
So I met my husband 11 years ago.
Oh.
When we were 17. And yeah, we've been married for 7 years this year.
Zoe.
You don't need to tell us where you worked, but what was the type of workplace?
We worked on a property.
On a property.
Oh, this is adorable.
A lot of space, a lot of love.
Zoe,
you know
was
I mean.
He was he coming on to you, or did you make all the moves?
I think it was pretty mutual.
Pretty mutual.
Yeah,
so would you like go out and sort of, how big was this property you're on?
Fairly big, like a couple hundred thousand.
So would you like say, oh, I'm just going to go and fix a fence about 2 hours away. Would you like to come with me, Zoe? Was there a bit of that going on?
Yeah, there was, yep. Yeah.
He fixed your fence, didn't he?
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Thanks so much for your call, Zoe.
Oh, no worries. Bye.
Chantel, also on 13, 12, 16 from Boyne Island. Chantel, quickly, workplace relationships. Did they work for you?
No.
Ooh, tell us. Why? We've got another side now.
I was with him for 5 years. It wasn't until we started working for the same company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you met outside of work and then you started working together and it ruined the relationship.
We actually met in school and then we had two kids. We went and started working together and I moved 19 hours away from him.
19 hours?
That'll do it. That will do it.
Chantel, I've moved 22 hours away from my ex and it's a good feeling.
It's good.
Oh, you got no idea. And now I'm with someone that I could never possibly work with.
Okay.
That's good.
Good tips.
Keep it separate. Thanks for your call, mate.
So, yeah.
No worries, mate.
So what we've learned is it either goes really, really well and there's marriage or it goes terribly and you end up moving 17 hours away.
I think I'm leaning to that one a little bit more.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Something has just happened.
Mate, Elon Musk, right, billionaire, over in the United States, just before we leave for the show this morning, mm-hmm. He sent a rocket ship into space for fun because he's testing.
Just for fun.
There hasn't been a spaceship this powerful since the Apollo missions, right?
Right.
So he sent it up into space to test if they can send supplies to Mars and to the moon in the future. And even Elon Musk himself said, look, 50-50% chance of this working.
Right.
Could explode at the terminal, bang, wasted billions of dollars.
But he's got billions of dollars to waste.
He's got billions of dollars to waste. Huge success, 100% success. And well, cheeky good. Little Muskie.
Oh, here we go.
What he did was he put his own car inside the spaceship with a mannequin wearing Elon Musk's spacesuit and then took photos and video with David Bowie's Space Odyssey playing in the background.
Amazing.
Of a mannequin driving his car in space. Then they turned the ship around. It landed 480 kilometers out into the middle of the ocean and it's coming back perfectly fine.
And they say money can't buy you happiness, Tim.
Mate.
I disagree.
That's just a Wednesday for this bloke.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.